Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's great to be with you guys. It is a playoff Sunday with no 49ers, but that does not mean we're not going to focus on our team. That does not mean we're not going to focus on making them better. And I know it's early, but with the early kickoffs and all that stuff, I wanted to get a show out today because I know, as most of you guys know, it's depressing when the playoffs are going on and your team's not playing. I mean, just imagine how a Cowboys fan feels every single year after the divisional round. We're getting a little bit of a taste of our own medicine, and it sucks. I obviously, even with this team playing the way that it was, I still want to be in the playoffs. I always want to be in the tournament. I always want to be relevant. But with the 49ers the past 23 years, you know, I pointed this out a couple months ago, you either make it to the NFC Championship or you don't make the playoffs. It's boom bust. And hopefully today we're going to be doing a mock draft, full 7 rounds with trades if they present themselves early on. I'm not going to do trades late. But it's a constant familiarizing yourself with players that fit our scheme, that fit our culture, that fit our needs. And I feel like the more and more we do this, it's just becoming more and more aware of these players that might be available at these opportunities. The 49ers are going to have anywhere from 9 to 11 draft picks based on the compensation pick formula. I think it's going to be closer. John Lynch came out and said we're going to have 9, maybe 10. Over the cap said 11. And the more I look at it, I think it's going to be closer to 10. Here is the over the cap compensation pick formula chart. So currently projected to get a 4th for Chase Young, a 7th for Cleveland Farrell, a 7th for Ray-Ray McCloud. Now, this chart that I'm showing you is just the APY, the average per year contract numbers, which that's only 1/3 of the formula. The second third is playing time, how many snaps you take, and then third one is postseason awards, Pro Bowl, all those things. So the fact that Sam Darnold, who was crossed out and canceled out with the Leonard Floyd deal. Leonard Floyd got $10.5 million APY. Sam Darnold got $10 million. So those negated each other, but Sam Darnold made the Pro Bowl. So that's a little bit different, and the playing time's much more than what Leonard Floyd did. So that might vault and might kick out the Ray-Ray McCloud 7th and upgrade to a 4th or a 5th pick there. That's what we're hoping for. But at 9, 10, 11 draft picks, who cares? We've got a lot. There's a lot of draft capital that's going on, and I'm excited for that. I'm pumped about that. DJ Malone, first in the chat today. What's up, DJ? Says we should go heavy on offensive line. You and every fan agrees with this, myself included. I believe that we need defensive tackle more than edge. Agreed. Do you think we're going to trade back in the first round? I don't. I could already hear Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch say, well, we don't pick this high this often, so we wanted to take our opportunity and get a true blue chip guy, a difference maker, and I think we got that with whomever we land at the number 11 or trade up. But today, my kind of stance where I'm at right now with trading up, trading down, there's four guys that I am just, yes. It's both tackles, Kelvin Bates Jr., Will Campbell. It's Mason Graham. I don't think that he falls. Abdu Carter's not even in the conversation for me. And then I think it's Mikael Williams. I'm probably higher on Mikael Williams than most. I think that he has the opportunity to be that Will Anderson type. I don't think that Mikael Williams could be Nick Bosa. I don't think he could be Myles Garrett. I don't think he'd be any of those guys. But I do think he could be a Will Anderson. And you saw yesterday, like, he is that prototypical type player that hasn't, the production's there, but anyway, those four guys, I'm like, man, if one of them are there, you just run the card in. You're done. Your first round's done, and you just shake hands, salute, you walk off, and you're happy. You've got a staple at a premium position of need. Offensive tackle position of need, defensive tackle position of need, defensive end position of need, and all premium positions. Now, the second part, DJ, he says, I keep hearing Niner Spaces talking about Tyler Warren from Penn State. I don't even think it's a possibility. I think he'll be there. I don't know. Maybe if we trade back today, we'll get a little wonky. I personally would not draft a tight end in the top 11 picks. I don't care how good they are. Even if I knew he was going to be Brock Bowers good. Now, Tyler Warren plays the tight end position, but to compare him to Brock Bowers is a joke because he's 3 inches taller and 30 pounds heavier and does way more and way more versatile. Like, Brock Bowers is just a big slot wide receiver. Dude can't block to save his life, especially in the run game. Sorry, I'm throwing shade on Stanford player, a NorCal player. I love Brock Bowers, and he made all pro. Brock Bowers deserved all pro, not over George Kittle, but he had an all pro type season. Didn't deserve it over Kittle, but damn good player. Even if I knew that's what we were getting, I would not spend the 11 pick on that player. But maybe we'll get a little weird today. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. This is episode 1309 of the 49ers Rush podcast. And we are embarking on another closeout of a year. This is year eight. 8 years. 8 years we've been doing this podcast. We started right before the draft back in 2017. And so we're almost to year nine, which who would have guessed? who would have guessed? I appreciate all you guys that have been with us from the start. Right here, Chris, draft should go D-line, O-line, D-line, O-line. Keep Kyle away from the first three rounds. Yeah, I'm not mad about that. Rick says D-tackle, OT, center, and edge. I like that. I'm with you. I'm with you. Oh, look at this, Chad. Says, just did a mock draft on with Reddit yesterday. Ended up with Simmons, Umon Mielen, and Fannin Jr. That's a good draft. That's a good draft. I think Simmons is much more a possibility in that first round. That's probably my next draft breakdown I'm going to do over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon is Josh Simmons, offensive tackle, Ohio State. That's going to be my next one that I'm going to get done. Sin, yeah, appreciate it. Every time we make fun of Cowboys fans, that's what it is. Mike, the options that seem to be possible in the mock are pretty exciting. We don't know how it's going to go. Well, this is pre-combine. So, man, interviews, injuries, we don't even have the full slate of who's coming out and who's not. That continues to kind of come out is, you know, yeah, I'm going to the draft. Yeah, I'm not. I'm going back to school. I'm transferring. So, like, this is very rugged, but it lets us know the targets. And again, what is the 49ers Rush here for? Make being a fan more enjoyable, educate through film and awareness, and then build a community. So hopefully we get two of those things done today. Increase the names and kind of the player pool that you want to start paying attention to. Hopefully a little bit of education takes place. And, man, we just have some fun. Like, this is just fun. It's fun. Yeah, playoffs are more fun, but we're going to take with what we got. Rick, everyone should be rooting for Darnold to kill it in the playoffs in our compensation pick formula. That is true. I don't like rooting for any NFC team. So many people I meet are like, yeah, but I feel good for Detroit. And I'm like, hell no, I don't feel good for Detroit. I do not feel good for Detroit at all. I want them to lose by 40. I want the Vikings to lose by 40. I want the Eagles to lose by 100. I can't root for an NFC team. I can't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Can't do it. I want winners. Man, we're getting a lot of draft Tyler Warren or trade back four spots. It did draft Tyler Warren. Yeah. Uh-oh, Steve-O. He's giving me the ultimatums. If I see O-line drafted first round, I unsub. You don't want O-line? I think you're Steve-O said earlier, D-line. Now, this is a mock draft, and I want to give different looks. We've done a handful of mock drafts, and I've done a lot of O-line, D-line only. I might get a little weird if there's a trade there. So give me a little grace, Steve-O. And again, it's a constant tension between what John Chapman would do and what I think the 49ers would do. And also, my favorite thing about mock drafts is, hey, let's just see. What happens if we do this? How does this shake out? Where are the weaknesses when we're done? And then it's like, yeah, okay, I don't want to do that. I think that's a successful mock draft. If we go through a hypothetical, which is what this is, and we go, okay, let's just say, what if we do trade back and draft Tyler Warren? What does our draft look like when we're all said and done? Because initially we're just like, this is my personal take. Man, screw this. We're not getting an O-line or D-line in the first round. What the hell are we doing here? What are we doing? That's my first initial take. But let's wait and see, because if you drop back four spots and you pick up an extra third or second round pick, it might be a little different look whenever it's all said and done. Might be a little different. Oh, what's up? We got royalty in here. What's up, Lieutenant Simple Jack? I freaking love it, man. We got the man, Rob Louder. He's the best of the best. That's the only, maybe that is should be the thing. Rob Louder listens to my show. That should be how I market the 49ers Rush podcast. You're the man. What's up, Phil? Appreciate you, man. He says, plus if he wins, the Rams lose. Yes, I do want the Rams to lose. What's up, Aaron? I want the Eagles to lose by 140. Same. Nobody wants the Chiefs to win again. Nobody does. Aaron, last one before we go to our mock draft. He says, how would Kyle respond if someone from his coaching tree wins before him? Look at you, D'Amico. Well, you already got McVay. That's his coaching tree. But yeah, it's going to suck. But I did like seeing, I did not think the Texans were going to win that game. They came out and balled out. Shout out to them. So, all right, let's do this. Let's jump over. Now, we are going to be using Pro Football Focus again this time. I just think they're the best until the natural board gets built by a lot of the other sites. It's a mess. And even PFF has a lot of flaws. But I feel like, in my personal opinion right now, the first, second round is most realistic over on PFF. So we're doing a 7-round turbo speed. I'm going public board. PFF board's always wonky. I'm going all the way for positional value. I'm bumping that one all the way up to most valuable because I feel like that makes quarterbacks and edge and offensive tackles go off the board better. Draft for needs, I'm going to go less random, less. We're picking 11th. We've got 7. Let's enter the draft. Let's go. We're not going to trade up today. We might trade back. So here we go. We're starting this draft. Let's go. The 49ers are on the board. Here's kind of how the draft went. Cameron Ward 1, Shedeur Sanders, Tet McMillan, Abdul Carter going 4. That's as low as he goes, by the way. So for the Abdul Carter crowd, you're talking multiple first-round picks to trade up to get him. That's all there is to it. That's it. Abdul Carter is not even an option for the 49ers. It's not. Mason Graham went 5. I think that's about where he goes. Travis Hunter 6. Nick Scorton. Like, a lot of people keep pushing him up, and I'm not against it. Will Campbell, the tackle, went. Luther Burden went. Malachi Starks went. So here are the 49ers. We've got a lot of options, and I don't even care how this goes. Let's even say, you know, Kelvin Banks is available, and PFF knocked him down. He's 15th on their big board. We'll have to see how the scouting combine goes, but in drafts like this, offensive tackles, defensive ends always get pushed up. Always. Always, always, always. But here is the big board, according to PFF. Ashton Gentry, no. Will Johnson, corner, Michigan, okay. Jalen Walker, linebacker. Josh Simmons, tackle. They have Josh Simmons ahead of Kelvin Banks Jr., and I think some teams will have that. But I have not broken down the tape, the film on him yet. He's been out. He didn't play recently for Ohio State. He was out of that game. Tyler Warren, everybody's favorite, is there, the tight end. Amika, the wide receiver. Kelvin Banks, Benjamin Morrison, Mikael Williams, Kenneth Grant, Shamar Stewart. Gosh. Mimbau, the tackle from Missouri. Jack Sawyer. I love that Matthew Golden got bumped up in the first round. I think that's a little too rich. Wide receiver, Texas, but he should be up there. Tyleek Williams. I mean, there are so many studs here. And we're looking at 14 possible trading partners that are interested in this pick. And I think the pick 11, you are going to have draft trades available. And you're picking 31 like last year. I'm not sure much was available besides just a pick swap and pick up a fourth rounder. Then you lose out on the fifth round option. I get not trading back net last year. I wish we would have, but that's okay. We got a stud. I'm cool with that. Ricky Pearsall is going to be a baller. It was a misuse of draft resources for sure. So we've got some options. I want to look at the trades that are available. I want to see what that looks like, but I'm checking the chat real quick. Just to see. NY Niners, appreciate you, buddy. Said, edge is too deep in this draft to move up for one. Yeah, Abdul Carter, I think, is a difference maker, but I do agree. Get Will Johnson. Will Johnson got to replace Ward. I think we have our two starting outside corners, Renardo Green and Diamador Lenore. Those are our two starters. So if we trade up, we're trading for a nickel number three corner. I'm not saying that's unheard of. And in today's NFL, that's 70% of snaps in, you know, football games. Definitely viable. I personally, and again, I like Will Johnson. I think that he is awesome. But whenever you look at his, what he's done, 6'2", 202, he fits exactly our build. He's 21 years old. He's only played 1,300 snaps. Like, so I went through, and I'm still doing this, but I finished it for corners yesterday while watching football, where I charted how many snaps every single corner took. I charted where they took their snaps, outside corner, slot corner, box, free safety, for every single game they've ever played, regardless of school. So here's Will Johnson's snap breakdown, and this is a red flag to me, okay? He's played 1,300 snaps. That is, I graded 0 or 1 to 10 on amount of snaps taken. He's 2 out of 10. He has not played a lot. 2 out of 10. And then versatility, I got him a 4. He's only played 60 snaps in the slot. Now, if the Niners do draft Will Johnson, we're going to use him as an outside guy. So 1,100 plus of his 1,300 snaps have all been outside. And that's what he would be. Demo kicks in. But I'm just like, man, this guy, the versatility, given, yes, you've got versatility with Demo. You've got versatility with Renardo Green. Will Johnson would be a stud. He'd come in. He'd just fit outside. I'm not against that. I like Will Johnson, but I'm just like, man, the end of the second round is the highest pick the 49ers have ever taken at corner. And we don't even need a starting corner. We need a number three corner. I'm not going to invest 11 pick on that. Not when we have two young corners locked up. I think that this is a premium position. I give you that. I think Will Johnson's a baller. I give you that. I hate that he does not have the experience that I want to invest. And this is the anti-Trey Lance world. Look at our draft last year. We only drafted experienced players. That's it. We only drafted guys that had 4+ years starting, that have multiple starts. It had like close to 2,000 or more snaps. Will Johnson doesn't fit that. So for me, I'm going to do my Shark Tank. For that reason, I'm out. So I'm out there right there. NY Niners. Rule number one, see Kelvin Banks, draft Kelvin Banks. That's my MO. If I was taking this pick, Kelvin Banks is the ticket. Johnson or Barron? Yeah, I love Barron. I love Barron. Do you see that dude shut down? Ohio State's stud wide receiver? He's him. Aaron says, because John Chapman and Lynch like to get value traded down and then use it to trade up. I usually do. Draft Tyler Warren. That's it there, too. Our old line sucked. How much longer will Trent Williams play? I say 1 year or 2 years. All that. Tight end is good on the old line. Okay, so let's look. If I'm taking this pick, I'm taking Kelvin Banks.
It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game. It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. CareCare is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
There's nobody. Mikael Williams would be interesting, but this is a deeper edge class. So I'm going to look at these trades, okay? Now, we have 14 teams that are interested in this trade. That's kind of how PFF works. And I think this is also kind of how the draft works, where the Niners say, look, if we're sitting here, we're taking Mikael or we're taking Kelvin Banks, whoever they are. It might not be the same players. But then they're going to say, let's just see if somebody will pay out of their minds to jump up. Well, let's see. You know, we're picking 11th. The closest interested pick for us is pick 14, the Colts. So that's dropping back three spots. I'm comfortable with that. So let's see what we can get for this 11th pick. We cannot get their first and second. We can get their first and third. But, man, I'm like, how do I get that second round pick? Okay. See, this is a little bit more my style. So, okay, this is where I get a little excited. Who said no on Kelvin Banks? No Kelvin Banks, please. What? Niners, a 49ers fan, you got to tell us why you think no Kelvin Banks, please. I'm curious. I want to know. I want the conversation. I want the dialogue because that's why we're here. We're here to understand, and I know I'm biased because I'm a diehard Longhorn fan, but, man, that tape is clean. But I want to know why other people are not are there. Right here, John, you are not good in draft if pick Banks. Interesting. You got to tell me why. You got to let me know why you hate Banks. That's okay if you hate Banks. I'm not trying to whatever, but you got to tell me why. Dude, that's a major need. Premium position. Fits our scheme perfectly. Could play left tackle, right tackle, left guard, right guard. Fits everything. Not injury history outside of an ankle that he rolled. 21. He's got experience. Ooh, man, you got to let me know. Athleticism off the charts. Hey, come on, man. Give me some whatever information you have there. So here is a trade that I would be happy with. We would get from the Colts number 14 and number 45. So their first rounder for dropping back three picks, and we get their second rounder. But we give up number 11 and our 101 comp pick. I want to trade the hell out of those comp picks because Kyle Shanahan sucks with them anyway. So this has a 49% chance to be accepted. So I don't think it's going to go through. But if I'm trading out of this spot with somebody there that I like, man, I'm cool with this. If we get an extra, gosh, we're jumping up. We're dropping back three to jump up 60. That's huge. That's a third round comp pick to an early second. I'm going to offer this trade. Did it go through? It did not get accepted. And I'm cool with that. Like, if I'm doing a trade, we're going to trade. Okay, the next team interested is the Falcons. Let's see if we can get there first and second. So, like, again, just dropping back one spot. Maybe the Falcons, they want to trade up and get somebody they love. So this is, we would get 1546. We're giving up 11 and 101. This has a 67% chance. I'm offering this trade. Boom. Got accepted. We traded out of the 11th spot. Let's see how it goes. The players that went: Will Johnson, Ashton Gentry, Josh Simmons, Amika, the wide receiver from Ohio State. So we are sitting here at 15. I'm not going to double trade back. I want to keep it ideally, you know, whatever. Right here, Banks is only good at guards. He's never played guard. Like, his arm length is there. The length is there. The speed is there. And that's okay. Right here, I love this conversation because your opinion is it's validated here. I disagree with it, but obviously there's going to be teams in the NFL that will say Kelvin Banks is, you know, whatever. But 6'4", 336, my thing is athleticism, consistency, and upside. You said he's not consistent. Pass protection stud, fits every scheme, every system, can play inside, outside, flexibilities off the charts for 330-plus linemen, hand placement, can get high and outside and pass pro. He does have 14 penalties in his career. That is a lot for 40 starts. Very patient with his hands and kick slide. Anchor and flexibility is present for tough situations. Run blocking is solid and great at getting to the second level. Could work on hat placement and run game. Doesn't cross his hat in inside zone plays a lot. Handled Mason Graham consistently in the run game versus Michigan. Gosh, man, he's got 85 grade. I don't know, man. It's hard to find negatives. I don't know. His best games, Mississippi State, Kentucky, Michigan. That's whatever he played, all drafted defensive ends. His best games were against the best opponents. His worst games, Vandy, Michigan State, Arkansas. I got to go break down that one because Landon Jackson, that's a draft eligible guy that he went against at UTSA. Dude, I'm huge on that dude. I'm huge on that dude. So right here, Banks played 2,700 snaps all at left tackle, gave up 2 sacks in his last 2,000 stud. Yeah, I don't know, but that's okay. If you don't like him, don't like him. That's cool. So now, again, I'm sitting here. Kelvin Banks still on the board. I'm taking Kelvin Banks. But this is a hypothetical. So don't get mad at me. Don't click off. This is for – I get emailed more about Tyler Warren than anybody else, especially with what he just did in the playoff game. So let's play. Let's be weird. Let's get weird, ladies and gentlemen. We traded back. Now we got an extra second. Let's see. Let's just see how funky this gets. I'm taking Banks in this situation. You guys know that. Simmons gone. Simmons went right before us. I'm going to take Tyler Warren. I would never do this, but let's play. Let's play. Do you want to play a game? Tyler Warren, we're taking him at pick 15 after we traded down for an additional second. Let's just see how this shakes out. Now, the biggest issue with PFF is you can't see who's on the board to trade up later on. So I'm going to draft Tyler Warren, the tight end out of Penn State. And let me go to his profile before we do. Let's talk through Tyler Warren. 6'6", 260. This dude will look down on George Kittle. This is a big, big man. this is a big boy. This is not Brock Bowers. This is not Kyle Pitts. This is not George Kittle. This is a big, bad man on campus. I mean, he's huge. 92 catches, 100 over 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns. You go back to what he did last year, 2023, 34 catches, 7 touchdowns. I mean, he's a red zone machine. You can use him as fullback. You can use him as wideout. You can use him as quarterback, wildcat, quarterback sneaks, inline blocker, out wide, whatever. He's got a 93 receiving grade. That's incredible. Drop rate's 2%. That's great. Contested catch rate, 68.8%. He doesn't have to be open to be open. Run block grade, this is the issue, 54. He's a big boy. He needs some coaching. He's a big boy. He needs some coaching. I like him. Obviously, I like him. And I'm not saying that I love this pick, but yeah. Man, hey, 49ers fan, I appreciate you, man. I'm glad you're here. But if you just go to dog us, man, you can go elsewhere. Yeah, I appreciate you. I really, really do. And I'm engaging with you. But if you're going to do that, man, peace, brother. Enjoy yourself. If you're just going to dog us the whole time, yeah, that ain't cool. What are we here for? Positive community. Love the interaction and education. But come on, man. You're better than that. You're better than that. Walter Nolan, I do like Nolan. And again, this is not what I would do. But I do think that this is a good exercise to kind of figure out why we should or why we shouldn't do this. Monkey Boy, just based on this pick, red zone efficiency would be helped tremendously, even in short yardage runs. I agree. And he's your tight end, too, until Kittle, let's say Kittle plays 2 or 3 more years, then Warren's your guy. Yeah, learning under Kittle, that'd be huge. Tyler Warren is a tweener that can't run block. That is a major criticism, no doubt about it. Right here, I take Warren at 11, draft Warren. Now, everybody loves Warren, so we're taking him. We're going to see. I wouldn't. Y'all would. We're doing it. Tyler Warren, pick 15 in the first round. We'll see what happens. All right. Now, we're back on the clock with pick 43, and we pick again in 3 spots. So we got 43, 46. I love that trade down. I love that trade down. Man, we got, okay, now we're in trouble. Here is the best available, according to PFF. Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas. Jot it. We're not taking a wide receiver in the first 3 rounds. I don't give a damn if Luther Baron fell or Luther Burden fell. I probably would take him in the second round, but whatever. We're not taking a wide receiver. John A. Baron, corner, Texas. That's, oh my gosh. JT Tumalayo, edge, Ohio State. Love it. Mike Green, edge, Marshall. Love it. Cam Scatapoo, no. I'm not doing two hybrid positions that are luxury picks in back-to-back drafts. We have four running backs under contract. Gunnar Helm, tight end. We're not going tight end. Omar Norman Lott. So we've got some guys. Cameron Williams, he's more of a guard tackle for Texas. He's still there. Jared Ivey, edge. Ozzie Trapillo, I think he's an option at tackle Boston College. Aaron Tayerse, tackle Minnesota. Alfred Collins, Tyler Booker. There's a lot of guys. I'm sitting here and I'm just like, man, on one hand, we've got to get edge, whatever players. And I'm like, if I walked away with Jahdae Barron and JT Tumalau, I'd be so happy. Or Mike Green. So there's two edge guys I'm cool with. I wish there was another defensive tackle I was in love with. Omar Norman Lott. I think it's a little bit of a reach to get Alfred Collins. But I'm like, Jahdae Barron's the best player here. This is hard for me. This is hard for me. Jahdae Barron would be perfect. Emory Jones, offensive tackle. I think it's a little, might not be too early for him. Is he even there? He's not there. Yeah, they've got him ranked 146. I do like Emory. I think he's a fit. But the tackles are Cameron Williams, Trapillo, Boston College, Irse, Minnesota, Savai Nai at tackle, and then Mbau. And I think we can wait there. I think we'll be able to snag one. I think the best player available is Jahdae Barron. So if you're going best player available, yeah, JT, then Barron. I love Mike Green. Dude is nasty. Edge rusher. Linebacker, I think it's too early for that. Ivy might be kicked inside passing down. Edge is just a toy pick. Great. Zabel, third round. Yeah, he's tackle that could kick inside. The dude from Arizona is a guard. I agree. Jonah, Mike Green. So we've got some picks, but man, I'm just like, Jahdae Barron's the best player. I don't know if I like this draft already with Tyler Warren. Edge is a bigger need, but there's two edge players. What are the odds? Let's say we take Jahdae Barron at 53. What are the odds that both the Cowboys and Colts go edge-edge? I think it's pretty low. Yes, edge is on both their needs. I want to go Jahdae Barron here. I'm seeing this as a luxury pick because we traded back. They want to get the edge. I already don't like this draft, even though I'm getting studs. Oh, look, JT went, then Omar Norman Lott went. So they went edge, D-tackle, which means Mike Green is still there. So that's going to be our pick. They kind of picked it for us. Mike Green Marshall, 6'4", 235, twitch, quickness, flexibility, hasn't played a lot. This is his red flag. 1,000 career snaps, not good. Almost all of those 1,000 have been outside edge rusher. He had 8 sacks last year. Pass rush grades at 91. Run draft grades at 90. He's a stud. So experience, I got him at a 5. Versatility, I got him at a 6. Hey, you look at the snaps compared to the position, it's in the middle. Edge rushers don't get a lot of snap rates because they always rush. Like, right, we talked about Will Johnson, the corner, he had more snaps, but way lower because corners play every snap. So compared to the guys he's being drafted against, he was on the low. Compared to the guys Mike Green's being drafted against, he's in the middle. So Mike Green, Marshall, edge rusher, that's who we're going with. And I ain't even mad about this. I'm not sure I love this because we've neglected offensive line. That is a major concern. We went Tyler Warren, which does help blocking some. He's a big body. We went Jahdae Barron. We have the best. We might have the best secondary in the NFL of any team not named the Eagles. If we got Jahdae Barron, Renardo Green, and D'Amador Lenore, that's three of the most versatile guys ever. I didn't even talk about Jahdae Barron. I was too excited about that. Jahdae Barron, 5'11", 183. He's 23 years old. 2,500 snaps. He has twice as many snaps as Will Johnson. That's 8 on the experience versus, what you're looking at against corners. Listen to this. He has 1,100 snaps outside. He has 900 snaps in the slot, and he has 500 snaps in the as a box safety. He played one season as strong safety, then he played as a nickel, then he moved outside and won the Thorpe Award winner. I mean, this dude, he's freaking awesome. He's just incredible. Track and field, you know, he could have been a track star if he wanted to. First all-team SEC, first team All-American, Jim Thorpe Award winner, physical culture and sports major. Like, this dude is the dude. Played wide receiver. He's got ball skills. He's a baller. Could he start at free safety? He only has 50 snaps at free safety in his career. A lot of that was because they had their safety. I forget the dude's name. Michael Taft was like a four-year starter at free safety for them, so they kind of had that locked down. We'll have to see how he tests. But 5'11", 183 says, yes, he's a 10. He's got the highest versatility score of any corner. He's got 3 years experience, started three separate positions, and he only got better every position he played at. You fail him at outside to where maybe he goes into the slot, then safety, worst-case scenario. Right here, Barron would never turn down a contract. He's a true nine. I freaking love that dude, man. But yeah, so we're walking away off our first three. This is weird. It's not how I would go with it, but that's why we do these. Tyler Warren, Jahdae Barron, Mike Green. Now Kyle Shanahan cannot neglect one tight end, but two. Oh, I'm laughing. You're laughing. We're crying. It's what it is. Man. Whew. Yeah, I love it. I love it. So I'm cool with this draft so far, if I'm going to be honest with you. It's weird because we haven't touched offensive line and we haven't touched defensive tackle. If I could swap Mike Green for a top-tier defensive tackle that might have fell, I think I might have done that. But there's no doubt that these guys are going to be implemented and play well. My critique is Tyler Warren's not even going to start for us. He's going to be a tight end too. Jahdae Barron's not even going to start for us. He's going to be a wide receiver three. Mike Green might not even start for us. He's going to be that, you know, defensive end three. That's my critique, is that we're getting kind of semi-sexy picks that are luxury picks at premium positions. Well, tight end's not premium, but corner and edge are. No doubt these guys would make our team better, but I think I'm sitting here after three. We'll look at it again when we're finished. But I'm sitting here just thinking, man, I would much rather take a left tackle. And so maybe I'm going to arrive at the point where I started at. And if that's okay, it just reinforces that opinion. You got to go trenches early. We didn't go trenches first or second. That bothers me. Now, if you are going to be betting this weekend on any of the playoff football, you know where you got to go.
You know football. You watch all the games, you know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for six straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
All right, we are back on the clock, and we have fewer picks now because we traded one of our third-round comps to jump up and get Jahdae Barron. So we swapped that third-round comp to jump up, and we got Mike Green there. So now I'm sitting here on the clock. I don't like our draft haul so far, and so I'm sitting here, and I'm saying, look, we walked out with three good players, Tyler Warren, Jahdae Barron, Mike Green. This is my most, like, unorthodox mock I've done. I am walking out of these picks with all O-line or D-tackle. So let's start at offensive line. You got Charles Grant, Donovan Jackson. Donovan Jackson's a player. I'm not sure He is going to be 6'4", 300. He's got 31 career starts at left guard and six starts at left tackle because he bumped out when Josh Simmons got injured. Intelligence, blocking, and space and versatility. Most will have him as an interior offensive lineman. I'm out on that. Charles Grant, fun player. 6'4", 300. Again, I don't like that. Athleticism, length, but undersized. He's got 41 starts at left tackle, 2,600 snaps. I love that. But no, so I'm not liking the tackle prospects here. I'm not. So I don't like that. I don't like the way this is going. I'm not taking a guard. We've got guards. I'm not concerned about that. Center is a possibility. You've got the three centers, and they're all ranked very low. We're at pick 75. We're picking 112 next. Jonah Monheim, USC, I'd love to get. Seth McLaughlin, injured recently, but not severe. Center, Ohio State, I'd love to get. Jake Majors would be my favorite out of Texas. Center-only prospect, but that's what he would do. I'm not going center here. I'm going defensive tackle, even if I have to reach. And my next pick, I'm going to be going probably center. So I'm going to go D tackle here and then probably a center because we neglected him. And right here, right off the bat, we've got some studs. Derek Harmon out of Oregon, 6'5", 310, big boy. Size, three down ability, can win after losing early. 1,500 plus snaps like that. Most of them at defensive tackle, over 1,260 of his snaps were at DT. He's a three technique guy. He's a big dude. He's not Chris Jones, but he's built like Chris Jones. We go after a lot of 6'2", 6'3", 310 guys. He's bigger. Detroit guy, all Big Ten honors, business major, solid production his entire career, 5 sacks this year for Oregon. Experience, I've got him at a 7, versatility an 8 because of his size. I like that. JJ, I'm going to mispronounce this. I was talking with Larry Kruger yesterday. If you missed that show, go check that out. This is a Larry Kruger guy from Ole Miss. JJ Pegues, 6'2", 324. A little bit more of the build that we usually go after, 1,600 plus snaps. He's a nose tackle, defensive tackle. So, like, his thing, a little bit more stop the run style. That's what he brings. I'm cool with either one of those two. I'd prefer Derek Hardman. And then Darrell Jackson Jr. I don't think I have him on my thing. I got to do some work on him. I haven't got him done just yet. But I'm looking right here at Derek Hardman, and he's 22 spots ahead. That's a value pick at 75. So I'm going defensive tackle. We're going to bulk up the trenches here. I like this. And now the draft starts to take shape. We went unorthodox early to get a higher premium pick, and we were able to get studs. Tyler Warren, Jahdae Barron, Mike Green, Derek Harmon. And now I'm on the clock, and I don't care what's available. I'm going center. I cannot walk out of this draft without a center and a tackle, and we don't have either. So we're sitting here on the board, and all three are available. Let's go check out the bad boys. Jonah Monheim, 6'5", 311. He's played some ball. 3,100 plus snaps. He snapped everywhere. Versatility. Seth McLaughlin, 6'4", 305. 35 career starts at center. Versatility, IQ, pass pro. Can play guard and center. And then you got Jake Majors. He's played more than all of them. 3,500 snaps. 50 plus starts at center. He's a center-only prospect. I want experience. And so, yeah, what do you want? Do you want versatility? You go Jonna. Do you want experience? You're going Majors. I'm going Majors. I've already got one Texas player. I don't want to make this Texas bias. I'll ask you guys. Monheim, McLaughlin, Majors. If you could have one of those three, which one would you go with? And again, let's look PFF grades. Sacks allowed, Jake Majors, 0. Seth McLaughlin, 0. And, man, Monheim, 0. All of them got 0. Pass block grade, Monheim, true pass block grade is a 68. McLaughlin, 74. Majors, 84. That's not even close. Run grade, I don't have those finalized yet because he was still playing. Run grade goes to Mannheim. Yeah, I'm seeing more majors. Majors. Yep, we're going majors. Now I'm starting to like this draft. And it kind of took a while to shape out. I hated it after three rounds and not having any O-line or defensive interior. Now we got Derek Harmon. Now we got Jake Majors. And now this is starting to get sexy. I'm getting a little excited here. Tyler Warren, Jahdae Barron, Mike Green, Derek Harmon, Jake Majors. I ain't mad at this. I am not mad at this at all. Whew. All right. Now we've got lots more picks. We got five more picks. And I want to focus on big board, but now you can start again. Tackle. We got to start and end with tackle almost until we pick one. And I think we got some guys here. I really, really do. Again, talking with Larry Kruger yesterday, Anthony Belton, tackle, North Carolina State, 6'6", 366, big dude, can play outside, inside. I think he can play four spots. He started 32 games at left tackle, 2,200-plus snaps, and his nickname is Escalade because he's so big and he moves so smooth. Experience 6, versatility 6. I like him. I'm cool with that. I really, really am. Now, other guys that are available, Holland Pierce, 6'8", 344. He's huge. Run game upside. He started 25 left tackle, 24 right tackle. Might be a little too big, but experience 9, versatility 8. I ain't got much other than that. Let's see here. Do I have Carson Vinsome? 6'6", 305, 49 starts at left tackle. Alabama A&M. Level competition's low, but 3,400 snaps. Pretty good. Jalen Rivers, Miami 6'5", 327. He's 19 starts left tackle, 13 starts left guard. Dude, I don't know. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, Anthony Belton's there. They have him ranked low. We're picking 147. They've got him 202. I wouldn't mind that there. So I'm going to look at the big board. And I'm going to say it's somebody available that's just amazing. They still got Matthew Golden there. I don't know why he's still there. And that's a late adjustment to their board. I do like Matthew Golden a lot, but wide receiver at fifth round wouldn't piss me off. Carson Schwesinger, linebacker, UCLA, Kyle McCord, Danny Stutzman. I do like Danny Stutzman. Even though he played at OU, I still like him. Curtis Rourke, no. Michael Taft, that's that free safety guy, but not a top-end speed. Walk-on that earned a spot. Captain, awesome, but not a burner. I don't think he's a great fit. Noel Williams, I love Noel Williams out of Cal. The most experienced player of the cornerback position, over 3,300 snaps. It's crazy I remember that. Just did it yesterday. I've got problems. So, man, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, dude, I would rather reach and just get a tackle. I'd rather reach. We haven't drafted an offensive tackle in this draft. The 49ers haven't drafted an offensive tackle in not one but two drafts. I'm getting a damn offensive tackle. It's a reach in the fifth round. I'm taking Anthony Belton, tackle, NC State. And so we went crazy early, but then you follow that up in the third round with defensive tackle, center, offensive tackle. And it's just like, now I can breathe. Now I can breathe. And so, Tyler Warren, Jahdae Barron, Mike Green, Derek Harmon, Jake Majors, Anthony Belton. Yeah, right here, Tommy Anthony Belton's pretty darn good. And this draft is awesome. Some people are going to love this. Kyle, don't forget, we always got to get a running back on day two. Belton probably won't be here come draft time. And we took him 60 picks or 80 picks. No, 60 picks above where they had him graded, but you're right. Emory Jones, he might still be there, but I do like Belton more. I really, really do. All right. Now we're back on the board. We've got four picks. I'm not going to overstress. I want to focus on position a little bit more than big board. We do need to get a linebacker. Now, so let's go through and let's just look at what we got available. Carson Schwesinger is still there. UCLA, 6'2", 220. That is the Dre Greenlaw thumper role. He kind of fits into that. I don't have a lot of stats on linebackers yet. I've got a lot more to go, but I do have 8-time athletic director honor roll, first team All-American, first team All-Big Ten. That's weird seeing him at UCLA. Semifinalist for the Butt Kiss and Burlsworth Trophy. That's huge. Bioengineering major. Whew. Man, our guys do some great work on digging up stuff on these guys. I love, but I haven't gotten to the film or stats or snaps of the linebackers. Let's see Jay Higgins. But I'm right here, I'm looking at Carson. And I'm like, ooh, I might be okay with this. Jay Higgins, 6'2", 231. He's a little bit of a tweener for us. 23 years old. Big Ten linebacker of the year. All-American, first team All-Big Ten. Environmental policy and planning major. Yeah, that's a smart guy. And the play style comp that, you know, one of our contributors put in was Aziz. All right. Okay. Okay. So, all right. I'm cool with that. You had me at Aziz. So you swayed me. I that's not my opinion. That is one of our draft. I bet you that's NY Niners put that in there. I'm going to go with Jay Higgins, linebacker, Iowa. I love their style. I'm cool with that. We got a linebacker off the ball. We got to get a safety at some point. So let's go check out some safety names. The Niners usually wait to draft safety anyway. And I think you need one even if you sign Huff. You got to have somebody. You cannot go forward with just Huff and Malik and Jair Brown. You can't do that. You need four because Jair was so brown. You need a safety. And especially with the injury history, you need a safety. With Huff, even if you sign him, you need to draft one late. Oh, look at this. I called it. I know NY Niners. He says guilty. He was the one that put that one down. So if you've got something else that you can throw up in the chat, NY Niners, that you really liked about Jay Higgins, linebacker, I'd appreciate it. If not, no worries. I really appreciate all that you do. Jay, don't crucify us, man. He says, tight end with the first pick, really? After watching last year, you really think tight end is what we need most? Man, yeah, you weren't here for that part, but I said we traded back, and I hated the pick, but I've gotten the most emails and DMs about it, so I wanted to do an experiment to show what the draft would look like if you did go Tyler Warren in the first round. I don't like it. I'm with you, Jay. But the context was, let's do a hypothetical experiment and see how the draft shakes out. Let's see how it shakes out. So right here, Philip, thank you, man. He says, picked a different person over base for the sake of conversation. That's what it is. Well, that's what we're doing right here. From Ill says, need a range safety. No more box guys. I agree. And Jay, I'm glad you're still here with us, brother. He says, okay, my bad. I was like, dude, that's what I would say. If I jumped into a chat and I saw tight end at the first pick, I would say the same thing. I would be upset. And so, again, for those of you just joining us, we traded back, took Tyler Warren, got Jahdae Barron. The pick we traded up for to trade back for Tyler Warren, we got Mike Green, edge Marshall, Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon, Jake Major, center, Texas, Anthony Belton, tackle, North Carolina State, and then Jay Higgins, linebacker, Iowa. So we got three picks. And let's look at these guys right here. Elijah Clark, Syracuse, safety, 6'1", 187. Box snap, 600. Free safety snap, 600. Slot, 570. This dude's just versatility. Plays all over the place, a little bit of everything. I do love the way that they coach their safeties at Syracuse. Keon Saab, 6'1", 206. Only 800 career snaps. He has not played much at all. I don't think he's 400 career snaps at free safety. Even though he's got more free safety snaps than anywhere else, he hasn't played very much. Let's see who else is available. Dalen Carnell, I do like him. Again, only 200 snaps at free. That's not going to do it. Xavier Nwankwo, Iowa, 400 snaps at free safety. That's not it either. We just can't find one, guys. We are not finding a true free safety. And this is frustrating. Malachi Moore, I was in the middle of safety snap breakdown last night when the wife came home from work and I didn't get to finish it. So I don't know about the rest of the guys. So I'm sitting here and I'm just like, I'm upset because I'm not liking these options. I'm really not. And I don't know about a lot of the back end guys. So I'm going to wait on safety just because I don't know. And I'm not going to draft another box safety. Yeah, Steven says start over that Banks, that Warren picks over Banks is a disaster. I agree. I'm not liking it either. So scrolling down, I could double dip on some spots for sure. I'm not taking two tight ends. That's for damn sure. Let's get Kyle Shanahan a running back. Let's appease him. We appeased the crazy people. Let's go ahead and get a running back, even though I would not even close. But I'm like, let's get out all of the picks that I don't want to do for all the people to make them happy. So Jaquindon Johnson, Arkansas, 6'2", 234. Big power guy. He's huge, man. Let's see here. Who else we got? That's Jaquindon Johnson. Jaden Ott available? Nah, he's not there. Woody Marks. Why not? Let's do a... Woody Marks out of USC. I think he went back. I think he chose to go back. Montrell, man, I'm not liking these guys either. But 49ers have, that's not a good pick. I don't like that either. All right, we're going Matthew Golden. Screw it. He fell too far. Wide receiver. I'm taking him anyway. I don't care. Let's fill out this draft. We got to get going. I know playoff football starts soon. A lot of guys falling. Let's go to Ricky Wright, safety, Vanderbilt. Let's finish this out. And then I want to see what you guys think. Oh, Dave Abenda. We already got a linebacker. Xavier Trust. I wouldn't mind doing another tackle or edge, another premium position. This is kind of our last spot. Oh, Nash Hutchmaker. Yeah, let's go defensive tackle. Oregon. We talked about him yesterday as well. Just big, mean, tough guy. So here we go. Let's look at our draft. I don't like it. I'm not submitting this one. For whatever. And right off the bat, PFS throwing shade as well. He said, you drafted Tyler Warren. You should have drafted Kelvin Banks and said it's a bigger need. I agree 1,000%. Let's go through and see what our grades are. We traded back. We gave up the number 11 pick and 101. We got 1546. I love the trade. So if we did the same trade and took Kelvin Banks, I think this would be an A-plus draft. I do. Tyler Warren. We got a B grade. Jahdae Barrett, A grade. That's my favorite pick of the draft. Mike Green, A grade. Derek Harmon, B plus. Jake Majors, F. Ooh, Anthony Belton, F. We reached. And, you know, I don't care too much about PFF's grading, whatever. Validation does nothing for me. But we said, or at least I said, we were going to reach on those two drafts, those two picks, center and tackle, because we went tight end, corner, edge, D tackle. I said, we're reaching. I don't care. And I don't mind reaching in the middle of the draft. I hate reaching early on. And I think that we did, even though we traded back. So again, even if you're going to reach, trade back, it kind of, you know, hedges down the value of the reach. So the trade back for Warren, I loved. The pick for Warren, I didn't. The reach for Majors and Belton, I don't love, but I'm cool with that in the fourth and fifth round. Jay Higgins, linebacker, Iowa, we got a C+. Matthew Golden, A+. No clue why he fell. Safety to Ricky Wright, B-. I am unfamiliar with his game. Defensive tackle, Nash Hutchmaker. And our overall grade was an A-. Top 21% of Niners drafts, according to PFF. I don't know. What's y'all's assessment? Let me have it. Again, I think that this was a cool experiment. It's a gamble traded back early. I still wouldn't take Tyler Warren. I still wouldn't do it. I don't even know if I'd take Tyler Warren in the second round if he was available. I know he's a baller, but I think Kittle's got a couple more years in him. Maybe just go two tight end sets from there on. I'd be cool with that. I'd be cool with that. You'd have to adjust. You would have to if you got Tyler Warren. I don't like it. Right here, Dr. Steve Brule. He says, Jonathan Starks was there at 11. Would you consider him for a free safety? Excuse me. Let's talk Malachi Starks because he's one of the guaranteed kind of top 20 picks, but he's at the least valuable position. Him and Aston Gentry, running backs and safeties don't go early. Malachi Starks out of Georgia, 6'1", 205, 2,400 snaps. Love that. 540 box snaps, 1,200 free safety snaps. 600 plus slots. He can play anywhere. I would not spend a first round pick on a safety. I wouldn't spend it on a running back, and I wouldn't spend it on tight end, and I probably wouldn't spend it on a linebacker either, off ball linebacker. No matter what. Guard, I'm cool with guard. I'd be cool with center. Those are paid positions now. They weren't. They didn't used to be. You look at what Robert Hunt got, you know, at the guard position. They're getting almost $20 million a year. Center's getting paid. But so much of early picks, and there's a difference picking 31 and picking 11. If you draft Tyler Warren at 11 as a tight end, he has to be a Pro Bowl guy year one to justify the salary and cap hit that he's getting. Same with off-ball linebacker, same with safety. So, and again, Malachi Starks will play 100% of snaps for us. 100, he won't come off the field. Tyler Warren's going to play 30 snaps a game. I don't like that either. So, I hate the salary cap hit, and I hate the snaps that you're getting. I don't like that. I'm not going tight end early. I did for y'all. I did that for y'all. Yeah, right here, Alaska says, John, we don't need a tight end first round. I'm with you. But I do think that this was good just to experience why you shouldn't. Right here, we have to get a running back because they're always hurt. We ain't got room for them. We have four running backs already on the roster. CMC, Jordan Mason, freaking Garrendo, and then also Kyle Juszczyk. Like, and if you cut Kyle Juszczyk, you got to get a fullback. This offense will always have a fullback. You're going to carry five running backs. You're going to spend a draft pick on one. For it to be a four-string running back, I don't like that. Kyle Shanahan will. He will. But right here, take another edge. Wish I would have done that. Yeah. At some point, I want to see John Chapman mock draft. Ignore what Kyle would do. Do fully what you would. Tommy, maybe that's what I'm going to do next. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate you, buddy. Gives this a B-minus start over. Tyler Warren would be a nice pick. Versatile. Yeah. What about trading up into the top 10? Who are you going to trade it for? Abdul Carter, Mason Graham. I think that's it. I'm not trading up for Travis Hunter just because, again, that's a corner, wide receiver. It's not a dire need. I love Travis Hunter. He's amazing. But thank you. Appreciate you too, man. Appreciate that. 2025 is the last year to go all in, by the way. I don't think so. But I understand that some people are putting that out there. I disagree. That's been said for 4 years in a row. The foundation of this team is pretty damn strong. And with the draft we had last year, it's even more strong. Like, you have young bucks that are now re-stabilizing the foundation, and I love that. So, yeah, right there. Should have doubled up on edge, C+. I think that's fair. I think Kyle would have gotten a running back over reaching for an O-line, probably, even though it's stupid. Yeah, so there we go. Kittle is not always available. Need future tight end. Yeah, you like the trading. I like that. I think the Niners trade back at all. They're targeting Walter Nolan. Yeah, I like Walter Nolan a lot. I really, really do. He seems like a perfect fit. Right here, Jay, I wouldn't even mind trading up a few spots to get Mason Graham. I think that that is smart because, again, I think defensive tackle is the biggest need on this team. Just straight need, defensive tackle and center are the biggest need on this team. But center's not seen as a valuable position as defensive tackle is. We gave up the most rushing touchdowns we have, I think, in the history since it's been tracked for the 49ers defense. 1999 was the last time. That's how good Nick Sorensen was. And guess what? We didn't draft one defensive lineman last year. Right here, Tyler. He says, Majors is a late 6 to early 7 in most of the boards I've seen. I really like him too, but not in the first four rounds. I'm comfortable going 5th. In reality versus mock drafts, do you think we really need to go in that early to get him? I do. Because what happens is center is a weak draft this year. So what happens is whenever you have an overall weak draft at a position, those guys get pushed up early. That's almost always what happens. And so whenever you have like edge rusher, actually surprisingly deep this year. So I think edges, not the top tier guys, but I think those late first, early second round edges will get pushed down. And I think centers are going to get pushed up. I really, really do. But yeah, I mean, if again, my two biggest needs on the team are defensive tackle and center. So I don't mind reaching. I really, really don't. I would not mind that at all. Barber gave us an A. Oh, we got a super chat. What's up, monkey boy? Enjoy the couple days off and have fun on the slopes. Go not the Rams. Yeah, so I'm finally taking 2 days off. I am bailing out early in the morning, driving up to Tahoe. I'm going to be on the slopes for 2 days by myself. Going to hit up Kirkwood, and then I'm going to head up to North Star. I'm excited about that, 1 day each, and then drive back tomorrow night after skiing. Skiing on a budget. That's what it is. But I got the Epic Pass. I got to use it. Thank you, Monkey Boy. I really appreciate that. Really, really do appreciate that. But this has been fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. It's by far my least favorite draft I've done. I do not like taking a tight end early. The trade helped mitigate that. But I do not believe in this draft. I love Jahdae Barron. This is my favorite pick. Second round. Jahdae Barron's a baller. But it's a luxury pick. This is my least favorite draft I've done. Anyway, that's going to do it for us here. I appreciate you. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.